I'm Tanner Olson, and this is the Walk a Little Slower podcast. Here we talk about hope and heaviness, creating and continuing joy and sorrow, life and God, questions and answers, and everything in between. This is a podcast where you are invited to slow down, to lean in, to hold fast, and to eventually keep going. Welcome. Slower Podcast. It's me, your host, Tanner. And I'm just happy to be here, and I'm just happy that you are here as well. On this episode, I just want to share with you a short thought, a little scripture, and a poem, all focused around Palm Sunday. During the pandemic, Sunday after Sunday, we would sit on the couch and attend church online. During these days, we didn't have much else to do. We were like you, inside. Every Sunday, we would virtually attend University Lutheran Chapel in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I've performed there a few times and know the pastors well, like really well. In fact, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing if it wasn't for Gabe, Casper, and Marcus Lane. If you have my first book, I'm all over the place. The foreword is written by Gabe Casper. He also married Sarah and I. And Marcus, well, he and I were college roommates and share a special bond. Let's just say that. Anyways, Sunday after Sunday, I'd sit on the couch next to Pancake, little puppy Pancake at the time, with my notebook, and I would take notes. And the first Sunday in April of 2020 was Palm Sunday. The pandemic was new. We weren't sure how long it was going to last, if it was going to last. Would it be over in a month, a week, a year? Was this the way that life was going to be from here on out? April 2020 was a weird time. It's also the time of Easter. And leading up to Easter is Palm Sunday. And that's what we read that Sunday. It's from John chapter 12, verses 12 through 16. And it says this: "The next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel.' Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, 'Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt.' At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that these things had been done to him." Before I share a poem about Palm Sunday, I just want to take a second to look at four words. It says, "Your king is coming. Your king is coming." During those uncertain days of the pandemic and even the uncertain days of now, I think those are four words worth holding on to. Your king is coming. While those verses were being read that Sunday, April of 2020, I started writing a poem, something that could be used on Palm Sunday, something that other churches could use. It's a poem titled, "The King," and it goes like this. "You've always done things differently, and they've never failed. Like the time you turned water into wine, or like when you rubbed mud on the blind man's eyes so he could see. Or when you healed the paralyzed man because his friends truly believed, and like the time you entered Jerusalem riding on the back of a colt. And they asked, 'Who is this?' And they, along with the rest of the world, would soon know. They knew you as the one who healed the sick and fed the poor, the one who turned lives inside out and upside down, the one who had 12 close friends, raised a man named Lazarus from the dead, and told a cripple to get out of bed. But soon, they would see you are more than anyone who had come before. Just in time, hope had arrived. Some cheered and cried, 'Hosanna, save us now, please save us.' They waved palm branches and laid them down so you wouldn't have to touch the ground. children sat on the shoulders of parents as they pointed to the one they'd been waiting for. Echoes of Jesus is Lord filled the city as you moved toward the beginning of the end. We thought that the king was coming to take his crown. But you knew the king was coming to be buried in the ground to bring us from lost to found. Good arrives only to die, only to rise, only for the world to realize you are who you say you are. The king. You can find a video of this poem along with a couple of others on my website. There's one for Good Friday and one for Easter Sunday as well. And you're welcome to use the videos and poems during your Holy Week gatherings or just to share them online if you would like. You can hit the link in the show notes that says Holy Week Poems. And that'll do it for this episode of the Walk a Little Slower podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. All right. I'll be back soon with another episode. Much love.